On page 82, learning the Yesod that a person is kulay, entirely where his machshavas are. That's why I was really here around 10 minutes ago, but I couldn't be here physically. On the bottom of page 82, from that Yesod we understand that the Tanya is talking about what happens when a person's mind is be'emes shakua in what he's learning. That he's at that moment in the greatest yichud that could be with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And lahavdil, the other side of that is that if chalila a person is thinking about the machshavas of a person, or connecting to the machshavas of a person who's not holy, who's not pure, that the person, by doing that, is transported and somehow is brought together in a yichud with something that is not good for him. So al shulehem adub on the bottom of page 82. Nekudanoi sefes b'mayim ha-muzga b'ktzar ha-mamish. Means a little bit of attention, but it's not really, it's what we're learning. Machshove yetzeres metzias ruchanis shomamish. People have a way of thinking about thinking that it's something which it doesn't really have a mitzvah. It doesn't have any mamoshes. Passing thought is a term that's very commonly used. It was just a passing thought. Even if it's something that a person puts more kaiches into, the feeling that one has is that it doesn't have any mamoshes. Nobody knows about it. And it's something that hasn't materialized in any way. But that's not at all the way the Torah looks at machshava. Machshava is not something which just passes through. Machshava yetzeres metzias ruchanis shamamish. Our experience of ruchanis, of course, of ruchnis, our experience of ruchnis takes place by our senses, what we see, what we hear, and so on, we smell and touch. That's our experience how we live in this world. But there's a metzias ruchanis that we can't see or hear or touch. And machshavas create. Machshavas are not just reflective, thinking about something. Machshavas change the world. Machshava chadasha, klamei hirho poshet. He haylada mitziusis shel koyach ruchni. Even a simple thought, I hear her poshet. Even a simple thought gives birth to some koyach ruchni, the mitzius of a koyach ruchni. There are many, many, many stories about. There are a few that he even brings over here. At the end of the parak, there are many stories that we know from tzaddikim who were able to sense the machshavas, but not to read the minds of another person. That's something different. To read the mind, that the thoughts of that person created something in ruchnis, and since the tzaddik looks at the world in a way that's me'eva, that's beyond what one sees with one's eyes, and he's sensitive to the metzias of ruchnias, so for the tzaddik, the tzaddik is aware of the existence of that metzias that person created with his thoughts. It's something which is real. It's something which exists. It's something that actually exists in the world. That mitzias and ruchni is that the mind of a person creates. Machshava toiva, mislavalei la'adam, umegreinenes olav. Therefore, Chazal tell us, and we know from many makaris, that when a person has a good thought, a positive thought, that has a tremendous koch. That thought exists in a mitzias of ruchnias, and as he brings at the very end, as the tzaddikim say, it's from the Tzaddikim of Chabad, the expression of Tracht good, that Zayin good. If you think good, it will be good. It's not just like how to make a person more optimistic, and if you're more optimistic, then things will go better for you. Because everybody likes an optimistic person. No, Tracht good, that Zayin good. The koyach of thought, Tracht good, that koyach of thinking creates a metzius of Tov. That Zayin good. It's not just that it bodes well for the future. It mamish creates a metzius of Tov. A good thought creates a metzius of Tov. And that metzius of Tov is a bechin of kimaloch of yitzavolach l'shmorcha b'chol drachecha. You call it a malach, call it whatever you want. It's a metzius n'ruchnius. A malach is a code word for metzius n'ruchnius. And if chalil a person has a negative thought or an inappropriate thought, it creates a koyach, a metzius that's not good. Kosva Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Shebisyatzev Adam L'Hispalel, you find in many of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that when a person goes to Daven, Misdavkeis Al Pesach Moichai Machshoves Bilti Toivos. Some of the most ridiculous thoughts that a person has somehow come knocking on his brain by davening. It's the strangest thing. And sometimes it's the more choshev part of davening, if one could say such a thing. But we have a seder of davening, and there are different madregas of tefillah. And there are machshavas that you wouldn't otherwise think about during the day. And it's too simple or simplistic to think that it's just, well, look, I'm not thinking about anything else. My mind is, I'm not focused. So I have these thoughts because my mind is empty. But if you'd be sitting at work with nothing to do, you wouldn't have those machshavos. And the truth is that even when you're trying to have kavana, and to, just with a perish amilas, you're trying to understand what you're saying. And you're thinking about the words. A thought from left field can come, that you have a special thought by davening, that doesn't come other times. It comes by davening. It would be a crazy thing if there would be a screen in the shul and everybody would have a number and it would be showing a film of what's going on by Yenim and by Yen. Can you imagine what kind? Also, it looked like a base of Shigoy. Like a place for crazy people. What does that have to do with Krishna? What does that have to do with Magen Avraham, with Mechaya Mason, with Kel HaKadosh? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that it's not stam that by davening a person has thoughts. It's davka by davening, more so than any other time. That there's such a teva that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made that machshavas, and you know what? Most of the machshavas are our own, but the Svarm, as he brings here in a second, the Svarm tells, there could be machshavas from other people. It could be machshavas from friends, it could be machshavas from relatives, it could be machshavas from a son, from a daughter, it could be machshavas from other people. It could be even from a stranger. Machshavas. That's why some of the machshavas, they're called machshavas zaras, strange alien thoughts. So even though we know the Kotzke told our Yiddish, they're not alien, they're your own. Somebody said, I'm having machshavas zaras, I need help with my machshavas zaras. The Kotzke says, why do you call them machshavas zaras? They're your own machshavas. What do you mean, machshavas zaras? They're your own machshavas. But the emesis says in the Svarim that's not always true. There are machshavas that come from different places, from nowhere. Why is that? Kihein mitziyuyos ruchaniyos mamashiyos hamerachafos ba'olam. There are spiritual entities. I don't know how else to translate that, but there are mitziyos, there are spiritual entities that are merachafais ba'olam, that are hovering in the world, that are surrounding us, mamish. The tzaddikim was sensitive and saw these. Umavakshos la'alos ad te'imai. And these machshavas, these metzius and ruchnius haven't been able to have an aliyah. They haven't had an aliyah. And they attach themselves, that's what it says in the Svarma Kedoshim, they attach themselves to people, especially by davening. What's the tachlis? The person who's davening, if that person who's davening is able to remain focused on the davening, then that metzias in Ruchnias that was waiting for redemption, that needed some sort of a geula, again, call it a malach, call it something else, but it needed redemption, by attaching itself to you, to us, by attaching itself to us, and by our remaining strong and trying to overcome that and to try to be focused and continue davening, that metzias, that malach, that ruchnis, whatever that is, has an aliyah. Can be lifted up, can be redeemed. It has a Yeshua. Mizdabkais al Pesach Moichem Achshavas Bilti Tavis Kehem Metzias Ruchnis Ma'amoshis Amachvais Ba'ilum Vavakshis La'alais Ati Imai. It's like neshamas that are coming to scream, that they need help. And they were held down because of things that were not l'shem shamayim, things that were not nice, or worse than not l'shem shamayim. And because of that, they need a Yeshua. And the Yeshua can be found through the person, through that person who's davening, overcoming these machshavas, and being able to remain in the tefillah. Lovay al tikunan. I'm not going to explain what that is and how that works. That's just a metzias that we know from the Svarma Kedoshim. Lovay al tikunan, but alois oilas dabik bekainai aide hatfilah. Through the tefillah, these malachim or these metzias are able to find their way back to Kadosh Baruch Hu to return to Hashem Zbaruch. Yesh shehin shaloi. Some of these other persons own. Sometimes it comes from another person's mind, another person's machshavas. But the bottom line is that a machshava creates something, either positive or negative. A machshava creates something, and that something needs a tikkun. The main time of the tikkunim is by davening. Tzaddikim were Isaac very, very much in this by the davening, and much is written about in the Svarma Kedoshim. Uba'is el misha yesh biyado l'saknam. And they will come to a person who has the ability, for whatever reason it's basher, again, it could be a relative, could be a close friend, could be a child, could be a husband or wife, but that person there's a reason why it's come to him, and that he has an opportunity to find a tikkun for this, by turning away from these machshavas and staying in the davening. So instead of getting depressed, Mr. Tzaddikim wrote a great deal about this, encouraging the followers not to become depressed. That what kind of a person am I that I have such machshavas? How could I have such crazy machshavas? I don't think about it. I didn't read such a thing. I didn't think during the day, whatever. How do I have such machshavas? It doesn't make a difference. If that machshava is there, it means it needs a tikkun. It means there's a metzias that needs a tikkun. And it's coming to knock on your brain and in your heart. And if the person is able to stay with the tefillah, then he brings a Yeshua to these koichas that were created by machshavas. And therefore, the fact that a person obviously, if a person is watching movies or looking at wrong things or whatever it might be, and then he has bad machshavas, that he worked on that. I mean, he worked on having those machshavas, and he spent time with those, making sure he would have those machshavas, and he made sometimes even paid money for those machshavas. So that's not what he's talking about. I'm talking about the person's trying to do his best and stay away from the wrong things. And then by davening, he's surrounded by machshavas, and it's a tremendous yeshua that a person can bring. These neshamas, malachim, that somehow have come to the person for help. Or whatever, why ever it came to you or to me, what is that davke, what's the shaykhus? We don't know. But the shaykhus is that it needs help. And we can help that neshama, that malach, we can help to give it an aliyah and to bring it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by our making sure that our machshavas stay in the right place. And by holding on to our machshava, they're able to go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Acher Hespedim B'Levaya, so there was a funeral, and there were Hespedim that were said by the funeral. So Omar Pam Tzadik Echad, there was a tzaddik who said after the eulogies at a levaya, he said, "Marichim lahaspid ulatzayrus on the shomer b'divrei shevach, she'en an emes nekiyah legamrei." This tzaddik said that by saying hespedim that are not completely true, because there is a thing that people by hespedim will exaggerate. Which in halacha there's a little place for that, but not much. But you understand that by hespedim people will tend to exaggerate. And this tzaddik said that causes tsar for the neshama. It causes anguish for the neshama. The neshama is not attached to the guf, and the neshama is in a place already of truth. And the neshama has terrible tsar when the maspidim get up and saying things, exaggerations, or God forbid, things that are completely not true, or only partially true, and the sheker mixed in, that the neshama has tsar from that. The neshama is pained by that, the neshama of the nifta. It doesn't help. That in Shemaim, that they're saying, this is what they're saying about you, you have a neshaychus to this madrega. Is this your madrega? I told you once years ago that I heard this from months from Uri Zohar. You heard of, you know, Uri Zohar? So remember years ago I was learning something. He was there. A couple of chevra were talking to him, and someone asked him, "What was a turning point in your life that you started thinking about becoming Shomer Mitzvos?" Because he was the icon of entertainment and in SSL in the 1960s, he was the biggest person there. Late 60s, I don't know when it was exactly, but he was like the biggest star. Huh? Shivim? Okay, yeah. Okay. So during those years, he was mamish, like the biggest star over there. And he was into all kinds of hashkos a bit, and not nice things. And so they were asking him what turned around. So he said an interesting thing. He said that one of the chevra of these musicians and comedians, one of the chevra died of an overdose. It's terrible. A yid. He died of an overdose. And Uri Zohar said that all the guys went to the Levaya. They put their pajama guys on their head and they went to the Levaya, all the guys. And this particular, he didn't say the name, but this particular singer, whoever it was very, very bad into all kinds of things, you know, not to talk about the Rabbim. He said very, very, very bad things. He was Isaacan. Very bad. And Uri Zohar said that we all sat there, all the friends, we sat there all crying by the come to Levi. And he said that, I think he said that Arik Einstein gets up. Arik Einstein was a famous singer. Arik Einstein gets up to say a hesped. So another tzaddik gets up to say a hesped over the tzaddik. So Arik Einstein gets up. He was also no kinds of hashchas. So Arik Einstein gets up to say a hesped. And Uri Zohar says that he's sitting there listening. What's Arik Einstein going to say about the guy? So Ara gets up and he starts to say how the guy that died, he had such kibud over aim, that what he did for his parents, you know, was mechabed his parents, and that he would go with his father to walk with him to help him go to shul on Shoshana. You know, he said these kind of dibur. So Uri's also said that this is going to, this guy said that kind of hesped. The other one says also hesped that he gave tzedakah, you know, whatever. So afterwards, they were standing around, and there was some Rav over there, and the Rav said, he asked, I think Uri also said a hesped. So he asked him, why did you get up and say that he gave tzedakah? Because once in his life he gave tzedakah, because he used to walk his father to shul, you know, three times a year, whatever. Why don't you get up and say, tell over hesped of all the things that he did in his life. Tell over hesped, tell about what he did with women, what he did with drugs. Tell what he did with his life. Say over, because you believe in these things, that's why you live this way, no? So why wouldn't you want to, why is it that the one time he went to shul, that's what you're crying about, and that you're making a whole hesped? Why didn't you say hesped? You know, there's you guys, this is what this Rav said to them, this is what Rizor tells you. You guys, you live a certain kind of a life. You obviously believe that that's the right way to live. That's why you live that way, yeah? So one of the guys died. So say a hesped about how many illegitimate children he has and other avarice that he did. Get up and say proudly, this is what we do. This is it. He was the best at it. This guy was one of the best guys. He was one of the most choshev of Mahatai ever. Why are you telling me about how he went to shul and Rosh Hashanah, you know? He is. He like that, something like he gave something to a poor person. Say a hesped, that's if that's what you believe in. So he said, Ma, Nachmagid is a Zoefa, Lagikacha. We're going to talk about that at Levi, it's not nice, that Levi. So they said, what do you mean? What's wrong with that? That's the Emes, that's what you guys like. Tell everybody the Emes. So the reason I said, this is a long time ago, I remember him saying that it was making him crazy when he went to bed that night. He was thinking about this. He said that he was thinking that if when I die, the last thing in the world I want is that someone should say the truth about my husband. All I want them to say is that when I was a mitzvah, I put on tefillin and my Zaydi was so proud of me. That's all I would ever want is that they should say that little bit of toiv in my life. So I was thinking about all the years of my life, and I could only come up with a few little pieces of toiv. So what am I doing? He said, Mamish, he said, this Rav changed his whole life. I'm thinking about that, what's a hesped? It's not a toiv for the neshama. It's not a toiv for the neshama. That's why I personally stay as much as I can away from hespedim, unless I know the mace personally, and there are things I could say that I knew from the mace personally, or if I'm very close to the child and I trust that the child is giving over something that I could try to help express. But like someone calls up and say, you know, could you make I can't. I'll say capital tell him. If you make you happy, I'll say goodbye. I can't to start saying yes, but you could be causing aggravation for the neshama. You start to say, "Vay at tzaddik, a kaddish." What the neshama says? Be quiet. What are you making? What are you doing? So he says, "This tzaddik said it's such a shame that a person." He says he was by the levaya, and people are saying it's made him. The divishesh einim emes nikilagam harikvar ein bekoyich lahagen al atzma. The Torah of the mitzvahs. So this neshama is no longer in the guf. That means if the neshama is no longer in the guf, it can't live up to what these hespedim are talking about. It's not like the neshama can say, "Oh, they're saying such nice things about me, so I better, I have to be better." The neshama is not in the guf anymore. So there's no longer any Torah mitzvahs for the neshama to do in the guf. Umishtaykekes shi'ayru machshavas emuna v'ashemishbarach. What this tzaddik said is all the neshama wants by the hesped is that somehow those who are maspid should be ma'ore emuna in the people who come to levaya. It's a very chashuv thing to be ma'ore emuna in the people who are there. If you say over true things about the person's midas and the person's learning and the person's yoshamayim, of course that's ma'ore people. But the ikur that the neshama wants is that somehow through my levaya, that the people who are here should have some sort of an aliyah in their avodas Hashem, in their emuna. Sheinan noigas ala bedavka. It wants that the people who are there should have some sort of hisoirus. It doesn't mean it has to be some hisoirus about my life. It's just a hisoirus that the people who are here should have hisoirus in emuna. Machshavas meiris eila, hein shi'egonu aleh. And if a person, and the neshama knows, this tzaddik said, that the neshama knows that if that would be by my levaya, that could help me in the world of truth. That in my levaya, there were yidden that had his service to do tshuva. That there were yidden that had his service of amuna. That the neshama would be pleased by. That would help to protect the neshama. Ad kvurasa ul'ach mikein. Till the time of the kvur, which is a very, very hard time for the neshama. That's why it's not good if you don't have to, in any way, to delay the kvur. Because from the time that the person dies until the kvur, it's a very hard time. And the neshama goes through difficulties during that time. It would make it a lot easier for the neshama if the levaya was somehow a way for people to have his iris and emunah and tshuva. Lach mikein and after levaya and after the kvur also. Say ikka tafkid hamalavi. And that's the ikka tafkid of those who are taking care of the funeral. Val kach nema ki malochi vitzavalach. And that's what it means, ki malochi vitzavalach. What does it mean, ki malochi vitzavalach? That the angels accompany you, what does that mean? Malochim hainu machshavas toivas, anoitzves b'ikvas p'tirasa. If when people are, if lo aleinu, if there's a shiva, and you're sitting by a shiva, and the diburim by the shiva are diburim of emuna, of his iris. If you tell about the nifter, things about hashgacha pratis, things. If the shiva is a shiva where the people who are there can walk away with some iris and some teichen of what a yid was and what a person, and to think about himself, then those machshavas, those good machshavas that came as a result of that person's ptira, that was spoken about by the levaya, was spoken about by the shiva, those create malachim, and ki malachim, it says in the Sfarim Yitzavalach, is that those malachim will accompany the person, protect the person, and help the person till the kvur, and even after the kvur. He's not saying anything of his own. This is all found in Reshis Chochma, in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Sfarim. Vizolo Latzavsa, that means malachim yitzava. The word yitzava means to accompany. Loshna tzavta. Ki malocha v'yitzavalach. Asher tachas kanfein techsa. He's able to have some protection under these malochim. Gam malochim hamalavim la'odim b'voy l'beis l'b'leil Shabbos Kodesh. Do you know what an unbelievable time it is when you walk home from shul Friday night? That time, person lives closer, person lives farther. That time when you're walking back from shul Friday night, that's one of the holiest times of the whole week. That time when you're going from shul and you're going home. So those malachim that go with a person, gam malachim amalavim la'odim b'voyu l'beisa l'beil Shabbos Kodesh, they come with you to the house on Friday night. Heim machshavoysav b'oysa eis. Where do these machshavas come from? These are machshavas that you have, that you create. You create malachim with your Kabbalah Shabbos machshavas. If your head is still in the office, if your head is still in something from the week, so then that's the malach radach, as I was talking about, the shlach the malach. And a good malach is if a person is able in his mind to shut out, like we're learning from Rebellion Erev Shabbos, everything is kolu kol malach, it's all finished. Whatever was during the week, and you don't think about it at all. You're not thinking at all about what was, and you're thinking just about l'chadaydi, about mizmashir, positive things, kabbalah shabbos, the good thoughts. Then ki malach yitzavalach. Those are your malachim that they walk home with you Friday night. And what you talk about, what you're thinking about when you're walking back from shul. Hey, machshavoysav ba'isa eis, shehinan. Mitzius Ruchanis Shamanish. It's a Mitzius and Ruchanis. Im Me'irais Machshavoyse B'Noyim Shabbos. If at that time of Kabbalah Shabbos and then walking home, your thoughts are illuminated with a Noyim, with the sweetness of Shabbos, and you're thinking about Shabbos, you're thinking about Parashah, you're thinking about the whatever it is, you're thinking, you're even humming a niggin, and you're in a place of Shabbos, then malachi rachman nislavolai. And Chazal tells us, those are the good malachim. that go with you, and they walk with you. And it's a chosh of a thing that good malachim go with a person. And those malachim are the machshavas of the person. Who goyrem lahem, v'hem goyrem loy. He causes these malachim to exist. And now they help him. Imahara mashal ezocha, she'ifaisav, she'shuv loy hismalu. Is the person still thinking about, the week wasn't so mazeldik? There are things that I wanted this week and I didn't get. And that's what he's thinking about. Alay mahara klal. He's not thinking at all. Or it could be in ruchnis. Maybe we can learn it like that, that a person is thinking about how he had shi'i for certain things in Avodas Hashem. And he wants to do better in Avodas Hashem. Or it could be a nechmas al chalos she'enim asukais. Or it could be he's upset. He's thinking about when he's sitting and he's making a mice and he has a piece of challah. He's thinking about how the challahs are not so sweet this week. They were better last week. Dogim she'enim arevim. The fish didn't come out so good. Yiladim she'enim shkeitim. It's a mazel. The kids are still up and they're making noise. May have these couple of weeks now when the children, even the strictest parents don't have the heart to put a kid to sleep at 5:30. I don't think. I know 6 o'clock. That's already. I'm hearing ma'isim b'chol yom. At some point, they're not going to want the kids go out to even get up at all. But they put them to bed. So it's been even 6 o'clock. A little bit they're going to be by the Shabbos table. What could you do? So the children aren't behaving the way you were hoping they would behave. Not behaving the right way. The person's thinking about this. Kol eile mitzuyois ruchaniois v'bechinas malach ra hanuvalai. We're doing this. He creates malach. They're not good malachim. He creates a mitzias and ruchnius. They're not together with him. Levai yoimu atayvim baruch l'shulchan ha'aruch. Like the Gemara says, that a person comes to the house and everything is Shabbosdik and so on, and there's Sholem, then the bad malach has to answer Amen to the brachas of the good malach. And God forbid it could be the other way. The Sakim is Hamaduba. Let's summarize. Aleph. Hamachshava Ikar Achushim. The Ikar of a person are his machshava's thoughts. Hamachshava he kol ha'adam. The machshava is the person. Chushe haguf mimenahem. The chushim come from the machshavas. The machshavas is the ikar. Gimel. Hamachshava erach ha'pulais v'nishmasim. The thought is what gives value and is the inner content of one's actions. It's the neshama of what you're doing. That's the machshava. If somebody does something without thinking, it's like a goof without a neshama. Dalit. Malkam ha-machshava, sham ha-adam. Where the person is thinking about being, that's where the person really is. Because that's who he really is machshavas. Hey. Machshava b'machshava, when you're thinking about somebody else's machshavas, he dveikus v'sachtas b'kalil, you become entirely bound to that machshava. Machshava chadasha, Vav, machshava chadasha, when a person has a new machshava that he didn't think about, and I was thinking, he hayladas metzias ruchanis, it is the birth of a metzias, it gives birth to something in ruchnias, hanas is kayemas boilam, that mamish exists in the world. We'll bring some stories about that. Viregazeh, so now Rav Kluge writes here at the end, this moment that we're in right now, viregazeh, Yesh b'koichem shal yadayim lahapais achizas min haniyar. He says you can let go, the hands can let go of the paper, of the sefer that you're reading right now. He says one could let go and to close the sefer. Ulaniach lamoyach lahapis koich machshavtoi b'hiru chodesh l'Hashem esbrach. Take a moment and have a new thought about the Baruch Shalom. Stop looking, he says, I'm not going to do this right now. do that at home. Stop looking inside right now. Stop. Let go of the paper. Let go of the sefer. And think. But think a hero chadash la Hashem Yisbarach. Hamoylid mitzias mi'ira ba'olam. And you could, by doing that, you can bring into the world a mitzias in ruchnias. For instance, each one of us could take a second and think, Hari ata b'chata banu. The Rebbeinu Shlom ata b'chata banu. Ahavta yisan. You chose us, you love us. Kvi shamanu b'kiddush. V'rot sabanu. A person can think about this during Kiddush or after Kiddush. Ata b'chatanu. Kivonu v'chata. V'yisanu kiddush. The Mikolu Amen. Shabbos Kodesh Chabi Ahava Rosh Mechalton. A person can think about it. I know it sounds like a radical thing to do, but we could think about it. Those, to think about that, and even after a person says Mekadesh Shabbos, he can sit down after he drinks to think for a second. Such machshavas. Whatever was during the week, and whatever I did that wasn't right, and whatever I said or thought that wasn't right, whatever the rest of my life looks like, this can't change the reality of Kivon v'chato v'risanu kiddush et Shabbos. And on Shabbos, I can be megalu the essence of who I am, more so than any other time of the week. And a person has such a machshava. Kvi shemana v'kiddush, rotzavonu, v'rotzavonu. That Hashem wants us, that Hashem loves us. He knows what we did during the week. Im kein chaviv ani lefanecha. Im kein chaviv ani lefanecha. I'm very beloved and precious to you, Hashem. Eich shani nira. Eich shani nira, the way I am. Me. Not if I'll do better next week, then you'll love me. Eich shani nira achshav. Right now. Sitting down. After drinking a little bit of wine or grape juice and giving out a little bit to whoever's there, and to sit for a second before Hamayitzi, to have a machshava. Ech shani nira. Ech shani nira. Me, who I am right now in my life. You told me to say these words, and it must be that they're true. Kivonu v'chata v'yisanu kiddush mekolo amim v'shabes k'chuchu v'havros n'chaltonu. You and I, you, Hashem is Baruch, and me, we're the only ones that know this. Ram yadati Rebbeini, and I want you to know, Rebbeinu Shlomo, ki gam ati is Baruch Chaviv alai. I feel the same about you. Ani l'doidi v'alai shukasai. I am to my beloved, and I yearn for you. Hine ba'chizas machshava kezois. If a person can hold on to a machshava like this for a minute or two. To hold on to a machshava. Nechaz hamahara, the person is holding on, this person who's having this thought, is at that moment, mamish holding on, b'ahava klilas deveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach. To a love, a deveikus b'Hashem. And the rule is, as the Baal Shem Tov taught us, v'shamhu kulay. And where the person, what the person is thinking about, Sham Hu Kulay. Mr. Sham, tomorrow night we light Hanukkah. We need to sit by, I'm not going to start going into the whole thing now, to sit by the Hanukkah candles and the machshavas that a person has by Hanukkah candles. Now there's printed in many of the Siddurim, there's a whole Seder of what you could say, different communities have different Menhagim of what to say after you light. A lot of Kibbutz Lechtehillim. There are different tefillahs to say before Hadlaka, after Hadlaka. But that's all wonderful. But the Ikkar is, everybody else can go wherever they go to eat or go to. If you're able to sit a little bit by the neighbors and you could turn off the lights over there and you sit and you just look at the neighbors without saying, you say all that this also, but afterwards or before. Nothing. Just quiet. Just quiet. And to empty out and to think machshavas like this of what it means in your life. What it means the milchama with the Yavanim. What it means the belief that you have after everything in the Pach Echad, in the essence of who you are, that it's munach b'chayis m'shakan gardot, but all of the Averis hasn't become defiled by anything. And I want that opened, and I want that oil to be poured into the candles of my life, and to be able to light myself in such a way, and to feel that aura of Hashem is Baruch. It should be in my learning Torah that my eyes should open up to see the light of Torah, and that my eyes should open up to see the light of my children, of my husband, of my wife, of my parents, of my own life, to be able to see. These machshavas, you don't have to lose the opportunity just by reading other people's words, even though they're big tzaddikim, and it's even Dovin HaMelech. There's time for that also. It's poil. The Shechina, at that time of Ner Chanukah, you know, is even a bigger Hezgalus than by the Ner Shabbos. It's even a bigger Hezgalus. But it goes all the way down, like it's brought down the Moreh Naim and all the Sfarim. The Lechatchila would light the candles that it should be Lamata Masar Tvachim. That's where the Shechina usually doesn't go to such a place. That means for people who are not able to lift themselves up, like it says in the Gemara, that even those types of oil that are not kosher for Shabbos, but they're kosher for Hanukkah. But the Swami say that even those Yidin that Shabbos doesn't ignite them, Hanukkah can bring to such an oil. Can bring to such a fire. B'shom hukuloi. And when a person has machshavas, these kind of machshavas, and you try to think for a few minutes these machshavas and to hold on to some of these machshavas, each person in his life and her life, good machshavas of gratitude to Hashem Yisbarach for all that He does for us. Hakaras HaTov, to think about parents. Ach, What Mesiris Nefesh parents, how the Mesiris Nefesh so many years, what they gave up for us, what they do for us, what they did for us, and for our friends, and for Rebbeim, for our children, what Nachas Ruach, a husband, a wife, what a machshavah to think good machshavahs about a wife, a husband, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you gave me such a gift that's better than any Chanukah gelt in the world, that you gave me such a person in my life, such people in my life, that where would I have been if not for this person? That you sent me this neshama into my life. Where would I be? And where would I be if I didn't have this chaver? Where would I be if I didn't have this rebbe? If I didn't have this, these children? Where would I be in my life? What would I have? Could they lahar this lahalo? A person should think not only of the nisim that happened. It's by Yom Haim, b'zman hazeh. And each person is ner ishu beisai. Ner ishu beisai. To think in your own life, in your own home. Ne'er Yishu Beisai. They don't have a mitzvah like this. It's the only mitzvah there's such a thing. Ne'er Yishu Beisai. It's such an idiot. Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minim Mahadrin. Except Nelson says that Hashem wants every person to think about his own Nisim. Not just to think of Yanis, but Nisim happened to Beis HaMikdash. And even Jeff likes this story, Alam al-Khamis, which he spoke about years ago. So what do you think of Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's not in all the Nusach. Nusach Revi doesn't have Milchamas. But most of the Nusach, it says, in the Nusach of Aneir Shalolov and Halanisim, it says, Ra'al HaMilchamas. So what do you think of Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Milchamas? Meila for Nisim and the Flows, we're thanking Hashem, right? But why are we thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Milchamas? Why are we thanking Hashem for the wars? It's better not to have a war. So the person has to think, you know how lucky I am, Marshall. You made me to a yid that I have in my life such milchamas. You know what a schus it is? That for a person like myself, I don't, God forbid, even if I do something I shouldn't do, it's a milchama. I don't want to be that way. I'm fighting against it. But a guy doesn't have these milchamas. He lives a life of peace and tranquility, He just does whatever he feels like doing. And when he's done enough of the stuff that he likes to do, he kills himself. You know what a schus is to be in the war? To be in this milchama that we have? That I'm still fighting after all these years. I don't want to slip into that. I want to be good. I'm not gonna do that thing again. I'm not gonna look at that thing again. I'm not gonna talk this way again. I'm gonna change. I'm gonna try. It's a milchama. Who else has milchamas like this? Only Jews have such milchamas. Who else has these milchamas? You think that a guy, when he sits in front of his computer, he has a milchama? What's a milchama? Only a yid lives with these milchamas. And we have to be grateful for that. So, Rosh, I want to thank you for my milchamas. I'm still in the war. I'm still fighting. It's a big schus to be one of your warriors. It still bothers me if I do something wrong. I still fight over it. I'm still struggling to become better. That's a big thing, to be in the milchamas. You know, to use the time of the candles to have machshavas of Hakaras HaTov, machshavas of the machshavas about the etzem ha-neshama that's toiv. And neshama shem sati bilakai, neshama shem sati bitahirihi. All the good machshavas that a person has by the Hadlakas Neves. You know, mamish changes your whole life. Changes your whole life. It's the most powerful openings of the whole year. And people, they stand over there, they run and they're done. And they finish with their candles and they go for the dreidel or for the latkes or stop, whatever. A few minutes to be able to sit and to have quiet. And no one's going to bother you because they think you're crazy. They're going to go away from you. It's the best time. They all leave you alone. No one's going to bother you. You can sit there by yourself. You can sing a niggun that you love, a niggun, something quiet. It's such a time. There's no other time like that the whole year, like Hadlakas Neves. The most beautiful time of the year. B'sham hukulai. And that's where you are. When you have those machshavas, that's where you are. Toivel l'loicha tzitza v'heichel ahabas Hashem Yisbarach. The Imam is dipping into the mikvah of Hashem Yisbarach without any chatzitzas. Because you know the guf, the body holds us back from doing what we really want to do, and the body holds us back from being who we really want to be. But the machshavas are free. Machshav, you want to be in Yerushalayim right now? You can go to Yerushalayim. Don't crach that you can't afford it and the wife doesn't let you go. You have to take care of the kids. Don't. That's only with the guf. The machshav, you can go to Yerushalayim. Free. Business class, first class. Put yourself in any way you like. You can put yourself in business class, or first class. You can have a first class machshav. Sit in first class. You can go to Eretz Yisrael. Well, who's telling you with the machshava what you could do? The person's totally free in his machshavas. You can't blame anybody for the machshavas. What you could do with your machshavas, and you can v'sham hukula, and go to Yerushalayim. You can imagine yourself sitting. What it must have been like to sit by the Baal Shem Tov's table. What it was like to be by the Levi Tzadik Baditshu, to imagine, to dream what that's like, and to think what it's like to be by the Tzadikim. Or if you remember when you were by a Tzadik, to think back and to be in that place together with the Tzadik, to what it was like to be there with the Tzadik. And what you felt at that time when you were with the Tzadik. And that's a goof. That nobody is stopping from doing. So a person is able to toivel aloi chatzitza. There's nothing blocking. There's nothing in the way. The heich lahabas Hashem Yisbarach. You can be toivel in the mikveh of mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Rochutz, and you become clean. Ra'anan, and become fresh. Ra'anan, fresh. the Kedusha Shamayla, the Kedusha Shamayla. In that world of the Machshavas, there's nothing that's preventing one from doing that. You can go to the Arizal's mikveh. Whoever was there remembers exactly what it looks like. I remember it looks like before they had the fancy room on the outside. I remember what it was like. I remember what it was like when I was first there 40 years ago. You can go into the Arizal's mikveh. You could close your eyes. You could imagine what it's like and feel yourself in the water by the Arizal's mikveh. And then you could feel that feeling when you come out and you take that first breath of the air and Svaz in the clouds. And you walk up there and you see when you look on the left, you see there, over there's the Beis Yosef, over there's the Arizal, over there's the Al Shel HaKadosh. You could see, you could feel yourself walking. And you could smell the air of Svaz. It's not as good as being there. Sometimes it's even better. Because when you're in Svaz, 9 out of 10 times there'll be some lunatic that's making noise and banging on some drum and you can't concentrate. When you're trying to walk up over there. Some holy lunatic. But still a lunatic. But in the Machshava, you could delete that, you know? You could take out that crazy person with the bongos or something. Just take him out of the guy that's trying to come to you to sell you a toy or some chashka or whatever. You could just delete that and just have what you want to have. And shamu kula. It's not the make believe. That's the emes. That's the emes. This is the nyanis. That's the emes. For the machshavas of a person. And shamu will continue next week.